Look, you gotta hear this guy, Johnny P. He does a great job with these interviews. You know, coming from someone like me, that goes a long way. Sure, I'd like more cowbell, but what are you gonna do? Welcome to the Johnny P. Show. Ho!
Well, here we are, another episode of the Johnny P. Show. And I got to talk to Meghan McCain and Michael Ian Black. They're writing a book together called America, You Sexy Bitch. Meghan McCain, the daughter of John McCain, former presidential candidate. And Michael Ian Black, you know him from The States, Stella, Wet Hot American Summer, and all those I Love the 90s shows. I actually did this show with my buddy Ryan Wilde, and so you'll be hearing his voice as well on here. But we talk a little bit about the book, but somehow, as always, the topic goes into some elements of nerdery. We talk about LARPing and my level 30 mage that definitely can woo Meghan McCain.
He's a big fan as well. We're going to co-do this interview together.
Yeah, big fan. Love The State, Stella, all that stuff.
So, thank you. Yes.
Thanks for the love, Jerk.
Well, you know what? He also dabbles in medieval husbandry. Yeah, warfare. animal
like
husbandry.
World of Warcraft stuff?
Yeah. Maybe. Yes.
LARPing.
Oh.
Level 31 paladin here.
World of Warcraft.
Falconry? Do you do falconry? Is that what you said?
Level 31 paladin. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty impressive.
It's not bad.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
I'm totally blown away.
I don't know what it means, but I'm totally blown away.
It's borderline arousing, I'm not going to lie.
Well, now I'm sitting on his lap, so.
Yes. Do you play Magic the Gathering, too?
I don't. That's for kids. Come on.
All right.
Cards.
That particular fantasy role-playing game is for children.
Yes.
You go to, like, conventions and stuff.
It's already creepy enough that he LARPs, okay? Now you're not going to play, you know, role-play children games.
I have actually been to, yeah, several conventions.
Fantasy Fest? You go to that?
To what?
Fantasy Fest.
I've never been to that. What is that?
Our friend Cargill goes there. It's in Minnesota.
Isn't that called Convergence?
Oh, Convergence. Sorry.
Jeez. Oh. Get your festivals right.
I go to mostly, like, the Comic Cons and those kind of things. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. A lot of weird people there. I'm one of them.
Those people follow me on Twitter. I love those people.
Yes, they do. Yeah, and they're doing more than following you on Twitter. Just so you know that.
I don't think they like me. I think they're probably looking at Olivia Munn's Twitter page, not mine.
Well, you know, Olivia Munn, she's okay. You know, she's average. She's average.
She's like queen of the geeks.
Yes, she is, actually.
That is true.
Yes. I would let her punch me in the face repeatedly, and I would enjoy it the entire time. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little creepy like that. Anywho, we're going to talk about America, you sexy bitch. So obviously, you got just real quick, so I got the backdrop. You guys are actually trying to really kind of reinvent the wheel when it comes to the way politics are discussed in America, correct?
I would say we're just trying to get the wheel moving again.
Yes.
The wheel's a little bit stuck in the mud, and we're just trying to give it a gentle nudge.
A nudge! So,
we want this book to be for people that don't like politics, that live outside the Beltway, that maybe think politics is really ominous and, you know, elitist and maybe even a little intimidating. And we wrote it specifically for young people and, you know, people that just basically don't pay that much attention to politics.
All right, Meghan, cut the crap. Do you think having the last name McCain gives you credibility?
I don't know how to answer that. I mean, my favorite thing when I get questions like that is, it's like, because my father is famous and very successful, I should not be allowed to be ambitious and want a career of my own. That's
See?
My favorite thing in the
See?
World.
Yes. Now it's all starting to ooze out. So what gave you the idea to actually hook up and do this?
You've heard of the internet, right?
I've heard of internets.
And they've got this thing on there called Twitter. And
really?
I contacted Meghan through Twitter and said we should write a book together because I've admired Meghan for a long time, just as a political observer.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of thought maybe we could do something fun together. We had met very briefly, and a few weeks later, I said, "Hey, do you want to write a book together?" And she said, "Yeah."
Mm-hmm.
So how was the collaborative process? I mean, you guys obviously come from two different, completely different backgrounds. I mean, how was that process for you guys?
Well, part of the point of the book was that we do come from very different backgrounds in every way. We're in a lot of ways, we're opposites. And so we wanted to see if two strangers who are basically opposites can kind of hang out in an RV together and go across the country and talk about politics and still have a really good time doing it. And I don't want to give away the ending of the book, but we did.
Oh. Oh. So you guys are cramping.
I'm here to announce that we're having babies.
Well, that happens.
Say stuff like that. You're going to start rumors on the internet.
What? I mean, you guys are making out an RV. I mean, that is American class at its finest.
I am happily married.
People, I wish we had a more interesting story to tell people because we keep getting asked this, but Michael's happily married, and I'm out of his league. So what do you guys expect?
I was gonna mention that, but I didn't want to really hurt Michael's feelings. But you know, I've got a guy right here that's definitely in your league. Sitting next to me.
He's playing World of Warcraft.
Yes,
actually, I believe I am out of your league. When I was level 20, sure.
Oh, you're at too high a World of Warcraft level for us to elope.
Yeah, I'm a bit maxed out, so I'm sorry.
Don't break my heart. Are you waiting for Olivia Munn?
Yeah, she will not return my tweets. Kind of strange. So
that is weird. I mean, she should totally be returning your tweets.
Well, I think part of it is he keeps tweeting pictures of himself in his bathroom towel and saying, "You could pull it if you want."
Add on. Well, yeah, I understand.
Usually it works.
You're the only guy I know that LARPs in his bathroom towel, and that's it.
I just got a new cape. What am I supposed to do?
Exactly. It's like the prince is here. Don't make the prince come out.
What is LARPing? I don't know what that is.
So what is LARPing?
Best interview we've ever done. I love this. Everything about this interview.
But what is LARPing? Is it something
you don't know what LARPing is?
Come on. Wait, you've seen Role Models, right? It's live action.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, yeah. So
I haven't seen Role Models.
Like I send an ice storm and then you freeze and die. Yes.
Yeah, but you didn't roll high enough to actually make the ice storm happen.
Stop it. Now you're being a little bitch.
LARPing means you role play. Like you act out, you pretend that you're a wizard or something, or a magi. Are you a magi?
Yeah, a mage, yes. Now, I pretend, I don't know, a little offensive, but yeah, I mean.
What's offensive?
Well, I am in that character. It's not really pretending. I mean, I'm doing a lot of damage, like a level 7 critical hit on Ryan Wilde right now.
Yes.
Boom.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, level 7.
What?
His shields were down.
You dick.
You are an iconoclast, my friend. Iconoclast. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, though.
And he's available for long makeout sessions. Just letting you know that.
But he's not. He's out of my. We have established that he's out of my league. He's waiting for Olivia Munn.
I'll tell you what. If I start a new character at, you know, level 1, way back there, then yeah, we can definitely talk.
Yes.
All right.
Well, jeez.
I understand.
Glad to see you, you know, give that up. Glad to see
you. I hope that day comes. And when it does, I hope you contact me immediately.
You're actually softening this little bitch over here, which is nice. You know, I mean, God. You're like bringing out his soft side. He's feeling very tender. Quit rubbing my leg. Stop it. Anywho, so what kind of response you've been getting as far as that goes to the book? I mean, have people taken to it pretty positively? Or you got people like, what the hell, you guys really are trying to do this?
Love it or hate it now.
People with a sense of humor that are chill and not in politics love it, and people that are snobby, political, elitist writers hate it and think that, you know, my favorite thing review we've gotten recently was the National Review said it wasn't sexy or dirty enough. National Review, are you really the
arbiter?
I know. It's telling me, and in this book we get lap dances and smoke weed. What else do you want as a review?
That's America. That's America.
America. I know.
Freedom costs a buck 05. You know
America.
It. So, but yeah, did you find yourself singing "Freedom Isn't Free"? It cost a hefty fucking fee. Were you guys doing that a little bit?
I love that. Freedom doesn't come free a lot. I said that a lot. I love that.
Yes.
And, I don't know. It was more Sweet Home Alabama was kind of the anthem. And, you know, Michael, I think, learned to love Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
It's like you got to make concessions. It's politics. You got to make some concessions here and there. Fine. Yeah. I love Sweet Home Alabama now. Fine. Yeah, I get it. Michael Ian Black, Meghan McCain, thank you so much for your time, kids. And we'll see you at which festival? Which one are we going to?
Whatever you want.
Comic-Con. Yeah. That's a good one.
We'll see you at Comic-Con. We'll just have a big makeout session. It'll be cool.
Right on.
He's like all casual. Right on.
Well, there it is. So if I ever meet up with them at Comic-Con, got a little makeout session scheduled. Pretty awesome. I'd like to thank Ryan Wild for taking the lead on this interview. He did a great job hooking it up, so I figured let him do most of the talking and the flirting. Maybe we'll get in touch with Olivia Munn one day. We shall find out. Probably got to get up to level 50 for that. Level 50 Paladin. I think I can get in her pants. Talk to you next time.
Ho!
You can find more great podcasts at lifestylepodnetwork.com.au.